First off, congratulations on a great week at Sony. Tell me a little bit about the decision to go out there and take a shot on Monday. I know Korn Ferry doesn't start till next month, but just an opening in your schedule that you tried to take advantage of.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been doing much recently, as in the competing part of my game. On Korn Ferry, we've been off since October, so. It's been a while, and I've really wanted to get to competing again because I've been practicing a lot and playing here at home a lot. But my thought process was that I just got to go do something. And every time I tee up into Monday, I have the mindset that I'm going to qualify. So I believe that I would. I knew it was probably hopefully worth the trip to go. You're going to Hawaii, so it's not a bad place to go do a Monday, you know.
Well, did you get out there a few days in advance of the Monday qualifier so you could practice a little bit and kind of get settled in and get ready for a competitive round?
I did. I got there 2 days early. I just did a normal one practice round, though, and got ready that way. I mean, my game's been sharp because I've been able to practice here in Arizona, so I wasn't too worried about getting there too early. But yeah, the grass is different and all that, but we got there 2 days early.
Where did you have to go qualify for the tournament?
At a course on the other side of the island of Oahu. It was called Hokulei or something like that. It's a good course. It's new. It's a very nice country club course. And yeah, that's where we had it at.
And then it came down to a playoff, if I'm correct, for you to kind of grab the last spot there?
Yeah. I birdied three of the last four just to get in the playoff. And then once I found out it was going to be a playoff, I was happy because I got off the course early and I wasn't sure if I was going to make the playoff or not with that number I shot. So got in a 3-for-1 playoff and I wound up birdieing the first hole and moving on.
That's got to be such a great feeling. And I know it seems like when I talk to players who have gotten into a tournament from a Monday qualifier, they're saying it's getting really tough to do that because you have to shoot so low to even have a chance. There's guys that go to some of those things and shoot 3 or 4 under par, and they walk away and go, I was 3 or 4 shots away from getting in.
Right. Yeah, no, normally you do. But, this day I shot 4 under, and it was a little windy, so I knew scores wouldn't be low, but I thought I was going to have to shoot probably 6 to make it for sure. So when I got off the course at 4 and checked the leaderboard, I thought I may have had a chance for a playoff, and ended up being so. So I was pretty happy just to be in a playoff at 4 under.
So you get into the tournament and you get paired with somebody you've known for a while. Tell us about being paired with Doug Gim for the first 2 rounds.
It was definitely a very happy pairing, comfortable pairing for me and probably him too. I think he'd say that too. I mean, it was pretty good surprise there. I was really happy to get that pairing, and we had a great time the first 2 rounds. I feel like Doug's a great player. He's been playing really well lately on the tour, so it was fun. It was fun to play with him again.
So you get to a point in round 2 where I'm not sure if you're looking on the leaderboard, but it took about 4 under par to make the weekend, and you're sitting there at 1 under par with 11 holes to play, and it seems like you just hit the gas pedal and made it through to the weekend without too many problems.
Yeah, no, I was really patient in my second round. I knew, I played well in the first round. I just didn't get many birdies going, didn't get much going, only made 2 birdies in the first round. And then the first 7 holes, I just made 7 pars. I just missed a pretty good opportunity on the 7th hole for birdie, I remember. And I kind of got a little bit of wind in my sails after I was a little upset about my, missed birdie putt on 7, and I finally got something going. Yeah, I played pretty well from there on out.
Well, 4 rounds in the 60s, I'm sure you will take that at just about any tournament that you actually get into. But can you tell me a little bit about your pairing for yesterday? Were you surprised that you ended up with the reigning PGA champion, Colin Morikawa?
I was excited to play with Colin. I played a lot with him growing up in junior and amateur and college events. So we know each other pretty well. But, I haven't played with him since he burst on the scene and has played great as a professional. So just to see his game and his transformation in his game and, you know, why he's a top five player in the world now and a major champ. It was pretty fun to see, and I was very fortunate to see it up close, you know, how it could stack up with him now.
Well, tell me about just having four straight rounds in the 60s at a tournament. I know that, you know, that's good playing everywhere, but coming off this layoff that you had, you've got to be pretty pleased with being able to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't really take that much time off in the off season at all. So I expect myself to be pretty sharp and ready to go around here. So it's nice to see, yeah, but you know, I don't really like to blame my game if I play poorly on rust or something. I feel like it's my job to stay sharp around here, and I was very happy with how I ended up, you know, stacking up on a four round basis with all those great players, you know.
In the meantime, you know, for those of us on the outside looking in and what's happening in the golf world, we see a player like John Rahm, who's number two in the world, switching equipment companies. And there's so many equipment companies coming out with different stuff, better stuff all the time lately. Equipment sales were at a real peak the end of last summer. Tell us about what you're using. Are you locked in with where you're at? Do you feel comfortable? And
yeah, I play Titleist. I have been playing Titleist since I was in high school, and I've always used their clubs. I believe they're gloves and by far the best golf ball out there. So I'm happy to play Titleist. Yeah, all around the bag.
And you have an apparel sponsorship too.
Yeah, with Nike. I do.
Are you using? I've received a few emails from Titleist about some of their new TSI drivers right before the holidays. Yep. Is that what you're playing right now?
I do. I play the TSI 2 driver. Both the 2 and the 3 are great. For me, the 2 is a little bit better in terms of spin and flight. But I definitely recommend it. I think the 2 would be great if you or someone else wanted it. It's their best driver they've ever had, for sure.
I know the Korn Ferry Tour doesn't start up till February, I believe, the second or third weekend there. What do you plan to do between now and then? Will you take another shot at a PGA Tour event?
Yeah, I'm going to go try to Monday qualify for the Torrey Pines event in a week from today. And then Waste Management will be here where I live in Scottsdale.
Well, I know that's a fun event for people. It probably will be a little bit of a different event this year because they're not going to have 100,000 people around the par 3 16th hole. But I know that you will try your best and hopefully get a chance to go back out on the PGA Tour for a couple of events. And I don't know, is there any way your great finish can earn you some credit on the Korn Ferry Tour towards getting that PGA Tour card?
No, I wish, but you know what? I'm, you know, just going to go back it and prove it on the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, once we get going there.
Well, I got to believe that this week that you had at Sony will do nothing but really bolster your confidence a little bit when you get back out to the Korn Ferry Tour.
I agree. Thanks, Rory. Yep.